Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the Midday News. The Paris Criminal Court has concluded that there is no evidence of fraudulent activity and the misuse of public money by businessman Bernard Tapie. The case relates to the controversial sale of shares in the sports brand Adidas in 1993, which Mr. Tapie claims he was convinced by Crédit Lyonnais to sell his stake for less than it was worth. He was awarded a €403 million payout. The current CEO of Orange, Stéphane Richard, has also been caught up in the case, but was cleared of complicity by the judge. Today is a big day for three République En Marche candidates vying for a place in the Paris municipal elections in 2020. Cédric Villani, Benjamin Griveaux and Hugues Rançon will each have an hour and a half to convince a selection committee this afternoon of their suitability as a candidate for the party. After the disastrous back results week in which thousands of students were denied their final results by striking teachers, the Minister for Education, Jean-Michel Blanquer, has announced that there will be disciplinary measures taken against some of the teachers involved in the action. These measures may come in the form of financial or administrative penalties, depending on the extent of the disruption involved. The fourth stage of the Tour de France starts today from Reims, from where the competitors will head down to Nancy, 213 kilometres away. The yellow jersey is currently being worn by Frenchman Julien Alaphilippe after he won the Epernay stage yesterday. Fans of Gérard Depardieu and of the world of gastronomy will have an opportunity to get their hands on items from the actor's restaurant La Fontaine Gaillon. The restaurant finally closed its doors last month. An auction on Thursday will sell everything off, from bottles of wine to furniture and kitchen equipment. And finally, over 3,000 years after his death, the best-known Egyptian pharaoh Tutankhamun is still being talked about. The Egyptian government has asked Interpol to investigate the legal ownership documents of the famous mask, which was bought anonymously last week for more than €5 million. Egypt claims that the mask was stolen in the 1970s. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.